There are several lines that meet other edges.
Youth of this country who are already in a disillusioned, disenchanted state will be encouraged.
Where we talk about the fine margins. Sometimes it's black, white, and blurry.
It's also informed by the need to save costs and reduce legislative time.
Then there are the actors right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic.
To be extent of this impeachment, if Parliament does not raise this money.
And controversial.
If driving through the roads is engaging the macabre dance, compatibility is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Arogo Obo at the Public Square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Here we go. And ideas with Ayobe. And they say in Espanola. Buenos dias, huh?
Estamos aquí solamente por la cerveza. That's the only Spanish I know. And it says, we're only here for the beer.
And I'll say, muchísimas gracias. Esta maravilla estupendo, eh?
I'm in trouble.
All right. So, thankfully, this conversation is happening only in English. And I will be great to have you join us. And a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. And a lot happens in this country, especially on a daily basis. We are now at the cusp of the return of the report and the white paper, which will accompany it, which is the NSAS report and then the Lekki Tollgate shooting, two reports which was handled by the judicial panel and made the submission. But a lot of controversy has followed this, and one of such controversies, which has got a number of lawyers arguing back and forth on whether it's important or not important, has to do with the white paper we're waiting for. There have been a lot of reactions. I'm sure you want to throw your hat into this one to help explain a lot better for us.
Well, I mean, I think, Aho, I should say that this leaked report that is circulating in the public domain, everybody is saying that we shouldn't be talking about it, and yet everybody is talking about it, including even the Minister for Information, after the President had said that he was not going to talk about it until the governors had made their own decisions. But I think that anything that I say, I can talk about white papers and so on generally, but whatever I say in relation to the white paper on the report that we are expecting, that any reference to the report is a reference to what has been circulating in the public domain. And that what has been circulating is unsigned. We don't know whether it's the final copy. I myself had said that it has basic typographical, grammatical errors. There are repetitions. There are places where the sentence seems to stop midway, and so on. So that I felt that this might not be the final report, and that while I wouldn't expect that the substance would differ, that certainly there should be some tidying up of the report. So any reference is against those caveats, plus the fact that we have not seen the videos and the newspaper reports that the panel refers to in its report. And we should also recognize that at the same time as it was hearing evidence on the events at the Lekki toll gate of 20th of October 2020, it was also hearing petitions from different people on the issue of police brutality. And in amongst those petitions and complaints, there appear to have been some petitions by people who were affected by the events of October 20th last year.
Right.
And because they do make reference to some of those petitions. And then at the end of their recommendations, they say that we haven't been able to hear all the petitions that have arisen out of the events of October 20th. And we recommend that the government should continue to allow those petitions to be heard and disposed of. So there may be other sources for the evidence that they got. Because I have to emphasize, Aho, I did read the whole of what was released.
Right.
And I wasn't reading it in order to say, gotcha, you made a mistake here, or you got that this person was alive. Yeah. I was really reading it in a serious effort to understand how the panel arrived at its recommendations. Because, or its findings and recommendations. Because, as you would say, that when it comes to talking about a white paper and whether it's necessary or whether it's provided for in law, the fact is that the report of the panel, insofar as it makes findings, those findings are there in the public domain. But insofar as it makes recommendations, those recommendations are not self-executory.
Right.
So somebody has to execute its recommendations. And that is what the governor had said to Mr. Emwade Burua.
Right.
When he said that the governor had promised that the report would be released in full and that the purpose of the white paper was to see how the government could implement the recommendations and findings. I would say, however, Aho, that even with regard to findings, a government is not obliged to accept the findings. And because there has been so much, as they say, in the public domain, pointing out the errors and confusion, there's likely to be some concern about the findings. But at the same time, the government has to live up to its accountability. I mean, as I say, I mean, what I mean is that the integrity of the findings has come under severe attack. And in some ways, you can see how the panel arrived at its decisions. In some regards, you cannot understand how they arrived at those decisions. And as I said, that's against the background that we don't have everything that was before them. But to the extent that the government now wants to account for the recommendations and see what it can do to implement them, I would say that the biggest problem when it comes to the issue of prosecution is that what is before the panel is clearly not enough to sustain any kind of criminal prosecution. And the danger is that, and so there has to be more investigation. And the danger is that if the job is done by the Lagos State Ministry of Justice, and then the Attorney General comes out to say what at the moment any lawyer would agree with, is that there isn't enough material here to sustain a criminal prosecution, then it will be, oh yes, the Lagos State government, surprise, surprise, has decided. So I would think that a prudent way of handling that would be to appoint an independent prosecutor who could have full powers to call for further evidence, to take further witness statements, and generally act as a sort of independent, you know, kind of like Attorney General, Director of Public Prosecutions, and investigatory body. But that person, or you could be one, or it could be more persons, but people who are experienced in criminal prosecution and defense. And so that they could go through what is there and be able to say that there is evidence to support a prosecution, and we are going to now bring a prosecution. And if they were, and if they were to find that they were not being given the necessary cooperation when it comes to seeking extra evidence, let's not forget that the people who would normally be doing the investigation would be the police or the it would be the police, and they are one of the parties who are under accusation in this regard.
Mm.
So that would be a neat way of trying to handle both the perception and the actuality problems that come from the fact that, because what you have in the report is a lot of hearsay evidence.
Right.
Normally, if you go to court and you produce a recording or anything that's written by somebody else, the Evidence Act says that the maker of the document or the recording should be called to give evidence.
Mm.
And if they're not called to give evidence, then certainly, even in a civil trial, but certainly in a criminal trial in which one might be on trial for murder or for one's life, one would expect their lawyers to say that this evidence should not be admitted unless the maker comes and gives evidence. So that is what I mean by, as we stand now, what the panel used in finding its facts is does not yet meet the evidentiary test that could go before a criminal court.
Absolutely. Which means there's still a long way to go.
So there's more work to be done, definitely.
A report usually will look at the recommendation. But before we get to the recommendation, I was just thinking as you were speaking that there's been a lot of confusion and this whole thing has become messy. Sort of, you know, taking away the great work the panel has done, because now you have members of the panel, and I think this sits very well with the ideas theme of what members should have done after the report was submitted. Many of them suddenly appeared before the media and before the camera lenses and began to speak even before the paper came out. And there were a lot of questions about just what was the oath they took before they went on the panel, before they began to grant interviews.
Well, I don't know, because even during the sitting of the panel, we did hear members of the panel complaining that they weren't being given this or that they were not happy about this or that. So there was already issues in the public domain. I don't know the oath that they took, but I would have thought, because people are now saying that, well, the chairman of the panel has not come out to deny the report, but the chairman of the panel is probably feeling that it is totally inappropriate for her to comment one way or the other on the report. And this is a difficult point that that they have to that other members of the panel who are not judicial officers and some of whom are youth activists and so on and so forth. They clearly feel different, and I don't think that enough was done to make it clear to them what their position ought to be while they were considering the report, while the report was being brought up. But the fact is that the report was leaked. Now, we don't know whether it was a member of the panel who leaked it. We don't know whether it was a typist who leaked it. I mean, when I read it, I say that this thing hasn't even been through a spell check. Or, you know, I mean, and I quarrel terribly with the Microsoft grammar and spell checker. I think they're semi-literate, but it hasn't even been through the Microsoft standard. And so I think that it's likely that it's a draft that is sent. Look, these are, do you agree? And the findings are there, and most people have looked at the findings and recommendations. And but even in the findings and recommendations, you do have that awkward fact that one of the petitioners before the panel was Nelson Solomon, and then he's listed also as a dead person. So he was petitioning on behalf of his dead brother, but he was listed as a dead person. So those are kind of careless things that, if this were the final report, I would be surprised. But if it's just a draft that's circulated for the panel to, you know, make their input, then it's less surprising. Somebody may more likely say, but this man appeared before us as a petitioner in petition.
Absolutely. So in closing, IO recommendations, they will have to do something with this eventually.
They do. And as I said, part of the recommendations which relate to prosecution, I would say try and get an independent prosecutor. With regard to the recommendations about compensation, I expect that the government would probably or possibly differ and not implement them in full. And the reason I say that are twofold. First is because the chief pathologist in Lagos State had said that they had taken samples from the 99 bodies that he autopsied, but they had not tested them for their DNA. And that they had also taken samples from 15 families who had also come, and right. those had not been tested. So I think that the Lagos State government would be prudent to say that we should have DNA testing to try and establish a link right. between any of these people who were killed and the people who are now coming forward to claim on their behalf. And secondly, I don't know if you remember right at the beginning, that quite early on, people who had lost loved ones to police brutality were awarded damages, and they were awarded 10 million naira. People who had suffered police brutality were awarded sums ranging from 3 to 5 million
right.
and so on.
Right.
And now suddenly...
Right. Let's go on this quick break and we come back and then we'll just wrap up on this one on Public Square 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay.
All right. And so... It's a time check, and we will now put a handle on this one. I see Osai Ojigo already standby for 16 days of activism to end violence against women. Right.
Yeah.
So, Ayo.
Painted orange. Yeah. So the point that I'm making is that so that the Lagos State government may want to compare the amounts that are being awarded in respect of those who suffered in the Lekki tollgate incident and people who had been waiting for decades, in some cases, for redress. So I would expect that there is that need for confirmation. But to the extent that people are saying, where are the bodies? There were some bodies at Lekki and that came from Lekki. And these are the 99 bodies. It's necessary to do more investigation to establish which of them came from Lekki, which of them is related to somebody who is now going to be given huge amounts as compensation or possibly smaller amounts. And but I think that we need to take some of the huffing and puffing about whether this was right or this was a proper finding and so on out of it, because there has to be that extra level of investigation
Absolutely.
And scrutiny. And getting a case ready for trial in a criminal court.
Absolutely. And that's something we'll have to do. Keep our fingers crossed, because this will take us, I assure you, till the end of the year. Boat report. The NSAS panel and against violence against people, the police judicial panel, and the other one, the Lekki tollgate shooting. We'll hope we can get a handle. Like Ayo said, there's still some distance to go, but we must persevere, you know, so we can get something worth...
Get some accountability.
Accountability, you know, which is what IDEAS stands for. Integrity, democracy, ethics, accountability. Thank you very much, Ayo.
You're welcome, and thank you for inviting me to be here.
Absolutely.